Hey there, and welcome to the Female Health Solution Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Beth Westy, women's health expert, author, speaker, and doctor of chiropractic. I am so passionate about giving women the tools they need to take control of their health once and for all. So let's dive in. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Female Health Solution Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Beth Westy. Today, we continue on with our series, our weight loss series. Why can I not lose weight? What is the cause of that? And today, we're going to talk about thyroid. Now, I know I have chatted about thyroid before. I have videos, other podcasts on this. So I wanted this to be a brief overview of some things when talking about thyroid in general, a bigger scope of it. So essentially, if your thyroid is not working correctly, if your thyroid is not making enough thyroid hormone, if your thyroid hormone that is being made is not converted and utilized and be able to attach to the cell receptors, these are all separate things. If any of these things in this chain of events does not occur enough at the right timing, etc., then it will impact your metabolism. Your thyroid hormone is in charge of your metabolism and other things like regulating your body temperature, stuff like that. So when we talk about overall metabolism, we have to be looking at thyroid. When we talk about weight gain, weight loss resistance, we have to include thyroid. Thyroid basics. Now, hypothyroid is an underactive thyroid. Hyperthyroid is an overactive thyroid. This is a very common thing to be diagnosed with. However, if you're like, gosh, I went to the doctor, they tested my thyroid hormone and it was quote unquote fine. Yeah, my TSH, my thyroid stimulating hormone was fine. That just means that the pituitary, which is in your brain, is releasing enough TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that is going to go to the actual thyroid. That doesn't mean that your thyroid's actually doing what it should do, or that the hormone is doing the thing it should do. It just means that your brain is releasing the right thing, the right amount of it. Okay. Now, the pituitary also senses when T4, which is the main hormone that your thyroid makes, it senses when the T4 is low and it makes more TSH. But if you're also just getting TSH and T4 tested, that is only half of the story. TSH and T4 should not be your only tests. Now, when we're also talking about thyroid, I do want to do a little segue talking about autoimmune issues related to your thyroid. Autoimmune issues are going to be Hashimoto's or Graves. Hashimoto's or Graves means that the body makes antibodies that attack the thyroid. At first, you can have more T4, that's hyperthyroidism. Later, you can have less T4, hypothyroidism. Things that impact this are any type of inflammation. Gluten is also really terrible for thyroid, as well as nightshade vegetables, things like that. And then also oxidative stress. Oxidative stress, anything that ages your body faster. That is a very broad topic. That means that it could be anything related to how you're eating, toxins you're exposed to, chemicals that you're around, how much you sleep, things that you're drinking, all of this stuff, right? It's like an almost never-ending list. But just so you know, that's one of the things, okay? And we can do a whole other segment on this as well. Oxidative stress and the body. Okay, getting back to pituitary releasing TSH, which is the thyroid-stimulating hormone that tells their actual thyroid gland, which is at the base of your throat, to release T4. Now, when we talk about iodine too, iodine is also really important. You need to have iodine in your diet, enough of it, because T4 and T3, T3 is the active, right? T4 gets converted into T3 in your body and is the active stuff that your cells actually use, but they're mostly made of iodine. So the thyroid needs iodine to make them. Things that can lower iodine in your body are fluoride and bromine. Fluoride, that's found in water, toothpaste, stuff like that. And if you're thinking, gosh, should I stop drinking fluorinated water and using fluorinated toothpaste and get the fluoride treatment at my dentist's office? That's a personal decision. If you're wondering if I do that, yes, I have filtered water that is not fluorinated. I do not use fluorinated toothpaste, and I do not get fluoride treatments at the dentist. And if you're like, oh my gosh, doesn't that cause cavities? No. No. When I stopped eating gluten, I stopped getting cavities. So there's that. That's a whole other topic though too. And then bromine, which is found in breads. So there we go. That's the very beginning part of it. Okay. That's the very beginning part of it. The TSH to the thyroid. And we need iodine to help make that. This is an advertisement. Do not scroll past it though. You do not want to miss out on this. You get a 14-day free trial of Masa On Demand workouts. And if you use the code FemaleHealthSolutions30, you actually get an extra 30 days on top of that. This is amazing. There are so many fun workouts that actually fit whether or not you're an experienced athlete or if you're just getting started. And they have different time frames, which is really helpful because honestly, as a busy mom, sometimes I can have a whole hour to work out and sometimes I only have 10 minutes. And doing 10 minutes is better than nothing. The other thing that Masa On Demand does a really great job of is recovery. Recovery is something that's often so missed, which means that you're not gonna be as effective in your next workout. So this is a fantastic program. Make sure you use the coupon code and take advantage. Now, let's talk about thyroxine-binding globulin, TBG, that binds with and carries the T4 that is released from the thyroid, the T4 in the blood, making it inactive. When estrogen is elevated, when you have excess estrogen in your system, your thyroid, your thyroxine-binding globulin, your TBG is increased. That means that it makes your T4 more inactive. So that's why estrogen dominance often leads to hypothyroid symptoms. But you can be like, wow, I have this estrogen, excess estrogen dominance thing going on, and I have all the hypothyroid symptoms, but yet my TSH is fine. Yeah, because it's happening in the next step. It's happening in the next step. Other things that can lower TBG are your androgens and even aspirin. Other things that you're going to want to look at with this are your overall hormone pathways, how your body detoxes, and overall methylation. And then let's look at T4, right? This is the less active hormone, right? Released from the thyroid, then gets converted into T3, which is three times more active. This is the main one that your body utilizes, that your cells actually use. Now, when it gets to your cells, it gets, you know, stuck to a cell receptor. If you're like, if you can imagine in your head, you know, those kid games, it's like a little cup with a string and then a ball on the end of it. And you try and swing the ball up because it's attached to a string, right? You're swinging it and you're trying to catch it in the cup. That's kind of what it's like to have that. The ball would be the active T3 and the cup would be the thyroid receptor. So you have to have that cup open, can't have anything else in there, right? And the ball has to be the right size and enough of it to be attached. Now in this conversion though, let's talk about the conversion of T4 to T3. This is where things can get messy. This is where things can be led astray. Because this conversion does happen in the body, right? And a lot of different areas can have this conversion happen. Your conversion needs certain nutrients as well. It needs folate, not folic acid, blah, that is synthetic. Don't eat that. Folate. It needs vitamin B12. It needs choline. It needs vitamin C. And also your adrenal hormones are really important in this conversion. And this is actually one of the number one places that I see this be interrupted for people, where you are under a lot of stress. You've been under chronic stress. You've had a lot of stress issues. And it impacts how well your adrenals can function. And then that will impact how well that T4 gets converted into the active T3. And also, if you are taking a thyroid hormone and your adrenals are not working correctly, it can lead to more adrenal failure. That is also a thing. I know. This is great. So once this gets converted, right, the T4 to T3, other nutrients that are going to need to be used in this too, besides that, are zinc and selenium. Very, very important. Then the T3 then gets attached to those thyroid receptors. Now, things that help the actual cell, things that help your actual cells to receive that actual thyroid. So again, that ball that gets whoop right in the cup, your cells need to have enough vitamin D, vitamin C. They need to be methylating well, have lower levels of oxidative stress. Your glucose and insulin levels need to be balanced as much as possible. Your body needs to be able to detox, and your hormone levels overall being balanced is important because, again, other things, other toxins, other genetic issues, like if the receptors are just kind of wonky, they can be impacted in terms of how well that active T3 can attach to that cell receptor. And once it gets attached to the cell receptor, that's when it's like a key and a lock. It gets to actually be used and do its thing. Once your body has all, it seems like it's a lot of steps. It seems complicated. There's a lot of steps here. And it kind of is. And the only way the body knows to correct it is if there is a negative feedback from what's going on. So that means that oftentimes something will go on, your body becomes toxic, your estrogen levels become elevated, your adrenals crap out. Again, I'm using general terms here. You get really stressed and it doesn't happen that same week. You can start to feel like garbage and then go get your hormone levels tested and still feel like, gosh, it seems like it's still fine. It's on the lower end of normal, but still normal. Ugh, yeah, I'm still not feeling great though. More months go by, you're still not feeling better. It takes time. And because this is a hormone, remember we talk about 3-month time frame. So getting your hormone levels tested, right? And oftentimes if you start on a thyroid hormone, they'll test you, you know, a couple months later just to see if you're moving in the right direction. It takes time. It takes time for this to onset and it takes time for it to correct. And remember, if you have thyroid issues, you can't force your metabolism to just work harder. It's not going to. So with these thyroid issues, we want to make sure that this is something that is being addressed. And again, like I mentioned, there's all these other things going on in the system that we want to address as well. It's not just thyroid. If you've been diagnosed with a thyroid issue, and I'm saying this like I was diagnosed with thyroid issues after I had kids and was on thyroid medication. I say was because I'm not anymore. I was able to help my system function a lot better using a lot of the same natural techniques that we talk about in the Female Hormone Solution. Now, again, in the program. Now, every body is different and how long things have been going on in your system can be different. But if you have a lot of these symptoms and yet your thyroid is still testing quote unquote normal, there's a lot of things we can do to help your thyroid not only function better, but help that conversion happen better in your body, which means you will feel better and have reduced symptoms with increased function. So go in the show notes, get on the wait list for the Female Hormone Solution program. Because these are not isolated things. These are not, is not just one thing. We have to work together on all of this. So let me know if you guys have questions on this. Let me know if you're wondering about this or if you're like, gosh, I had this before or I've been on this for this long. Is this helpful? I mean, don't hesitate to reach out to me. But the more you can learn about how your body functions, the better. And that we do in this program. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It would mean the world to me if you would help me share this message with as many people as possible. It takes just a few seconds to share, subscribe, and leave me a review. Thank you for being a part of my mission and passion to uncover the truth about the female body.